You are listening to Eastside Radio Podcast.
That was wonderful. And we have Hannah on the line. Hello, Hannah.
Hi. Great to be here.
So Hannah is the organizer of Sydney's Disability Pride Festival, and that festival is happening on the 26th of July at Sydney Town Hall. It's a free event, open to the public. Lots of amazing performances. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it, Hannah?
Well, as you say, free starts at 10. We've got so much going on. I actually find it hard to answer this question. So we've got performances and activities, because one of the big values of Disability Pride is that disabled people are not just passive consumers.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because there's plenty of people that do things for us and at us, but Disability Pride is about by us, with us, for us. So everyone on stage has a disability. We've got speakers and panelists, Alastair McEwen, Rosemary KS, Abigail Boyd, Sean Bickley. We've got Ellie Mae Barnes as our singer. Dean Nash is also doing some singing and some cabaret and comedy. We've got Deb Roach, who's a staple of the festival. She has one arm but three pole dancing world championships.
Wow.
Jeremy and Bedelia are doing an Auslan-inspired dance. Ollie Moore, who won Bankstown Poetry Slam, is performing his Kane poem.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's called What's It For, I think is the title of the poem. Which is kind of funny.
What time is that on? Because I don't want to miss that one.
I think about 2:30.
Okay, I'll be there for that one for sure.
Yeah, that's going to be exciting. And he's running a workshop. So we've got three workshops where you can get empowered. So I'm running one. I don't know how I'm going to be running it at the same time as the festival, but I am. So that's on grassroots disability startups. Like, how did we go from me in my kitchen with $5,000 to Sydney Town Hall, and how can you do the same? Talking about that, we've got one with Ollie doing poetry. We've got one with a drama, an accessible drama expert, to helping you find your voice.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and then we've got a maker's market.
Yeah.
We've got facilitated arts and crafts. So there are artists there helping out with the arts and crafts. So it's all abilities, that one. Like, you can sit around and just do colouring in if you want to, or there'll be artists to help you kind of improve your skills. And you can do that while you're watching. Because I don't know about you, Carolyn, but I'm not a sitting still person.
No, I am not a sitting still person either. No, not at all.
Sitting still and concentrating watching stage is not my thing.
Not at all.
So, yeah, every year I'm like, and, you know, the first year people are like, I don't think you should have the craft table. I think people should just sit still and watch. And I'm like, well, I'm really happy for you that those people can sit still and watch. Those people can, not me.
Not me.
I'm famous for carrying around my little crochet. So there'll definitely be some crochet hooks there.
Yeah.
There's the maker's market, which I believe we're going to have an excellent recycled clothing stall there. Is that correct?
That is correct. That will be my stall. I will be participating as a person with a disability. I'll be there at the maker's market selling my goods. So thank you for that little plug, Hannah.
Well, that's what we're all about, though. I mean, people, they have disability expos, and especially in the early years, there were all these service providers wanting stalls, and we're so not like that.
No.
Like, if you're not disability run or doing something to empower disabled people on the day, then we don't want you.
And that's what I think is amazing about the festival, is that everybody who is making this happen has a disability, and it's showing how much we can do ourselves and as a community. I think it's so incredible.
It's like, it's definitely interesting. Like, you know, so you have a Zoom meeting and you have someone that doesn't like screen, like that someone that uses a screen reader that can't use the chat, and someone who's autistic that wants to use the chat. Mm-hmm. And then you'll have someone who is really good at spreadsheets and they're dyslexic. And then there's me, who really hates spreadsheets and finds them overwhelming visually. Yeah. So it's quite fun, like trying to organize ourselves as a community, but we make it happen.
Absolutely, we can.
Or it's like, hey, where have you been? I haven't spoken to you in 2 weeks. Are you still coming? Yeah, I was in the hospital. Oh, okay then. Yeah. Right, well, so, but we can still make it work. That's the point.
Absolutely, we can. Absolutely. And the theme this year is no shame, no apologies. And yeah. Why is that such an important message?
Well, look, I put, so, you know, we have a disabled organizing committee mm-hmm. who makes all these decisions, and I'm great at coming up with slogans mm-hmm. and then they decide. So I shoved a bunch of slogans at them and then they edit them. And when I was, and choose one, and this one, the original inspiration I had was, you know, that we're always like, oh, I'm so sorry. You know, could you please move that chair out of the way for me? I'm so sorry. Or like, gee, I'm really sorry that I had this problem and need you to make an adjustment for me. Or, and also like every disabled person I've ever met, even if like myself included, even though we try to overcome shame and we might be the MC and president of Disability Pride, still have a secret feeling of shame.
Oh, it absolutely.
Yeah. And I think we need to, like, so, yeah, I put this to the team and they're like, yes, we keep that. Keep that. We love that. Yes. So, I actually thought it was a bit in your face, but apparently we all like, apparently we need some in your face stuff happening for our community because we're so sick of being ashamed.
Please. And I've realized personally that I feel ashamed about feeling ashamed even. So
it's a terrible spiral. Like I've heard, I've heard that before. Like I've seen it in other situations, like, cause then you realize, oh, I do have shame and this is, and you know, for someone like me who wrestles with it, it's like, oh, am I a hypocrite? Like, but I find generally like, and I think I might talk to my performers about really addressing, I think we might tackle this head on. At the festivals, just like even the people who are like really up the front trying to overcome the shame, it's because we've all been through it.
Absolutely. Like, I think that's why it's such a great theme, because it's so universal to our experience of being disabled.
Yeah. So I've just got Hannah, I've got to put a Hannah Davini reel on our Instagram, and Hannah is like saying, oh, well, Disability Pride is revolutionary. Like I didn't prompt her. We did this interview last year.
Yeah.
Because society associates shame. So it's just, yeah, it's just a universal experience that we have that we can't escape without the support of each other. And what I found, like the first year we did Disability Pride, like so we haven't, the arts and crafts is a contest, and you know, some people are because of their shame a bit shy about expressing themselves, so I made some examples that looked really sucky personally because I'm not very good, but I'm like, well, whatever, what's the worst that could happen? People can see mine and realize that theirs could be better. But yeah, so one of them was like a t-shirt with like embarrassing stuff about my disability all over it, and I held it up and the crowd just broke into applause.
Beautiful.
And I was just like almost in tears, like I'm like, and that was my like, yeah, that, I mean, how can you, it was the community that came through for me and said, you know what, this thing that you're holding up in front of us, we're actually proud of you. And sometimes we can be proud of each other, yeah, and that makes a difference. Yeah,
yeah. And community is so important for that. And that's what I feel like we're building with this festival.
Yeah. Disability is a culture and it is a community, it is an identity. Like I think, so some people struggle with the concept of disability pride because they're like, you know what, I'm not proud of having chronic pain. And some people are really like, actually, I'm proud to be disabled. So you've got Dylan Alcott, who's did a speech where he said, I love my disability. It's the best thing that's ever happened to me. And that's one aspect of disability pride. But another aspect is being part of a community and being proud of like it as an identity and the heroes that have come before. So this year we've got these little fake tattoos that you can get. That Stella Young had a tattoo on the inside of her arm. Have you heard of Stella Young?
No, I haven't.
No, I feel like anyone under 35 hasn't heard of her. She was like the disabled person in like the noughties and 2010s. Like she was like the Naz Campanella before Naz Campanella. So she was the ABC disability person and, mm-hmm. and that. And she had a tattoo on the inside of her arm that said, you get proud by practicing.
Beautiful. That's yeah. so good.
And that was from a poem by Laura Hershey in 1990. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of like this two generations of disabled activists. And so you can reproduce that tattoo on the day.
Okay, I'm definitely doing that.
Yeah, I'm thinking I will have it on my face just to be a good...
Yes.
Well, disability pride is the one place I can be unashamedly weird.
Yes.
So I'm a little bit weirder there than usual.
Yeah.
So, but I probably won't be able to convince the other stage people to have it on their face.
I will put one on my face and I will be there with you in solidarity.
Oh, thank you, Carolyn. Why not?
Why not?
It was quite... It's quite fun to do. And they're a good, so you can get those on the day. And that's like our history, you know?
It is.
So my dad is coming for the panel. He was one of the first diagnoses of autism in the world. So it's going to be quite fun. I won't be able to do much. Like, I won't be able to. I said to my parents, I won't be talking to you much because I'll be run off my feet, but hopefully you can come. So that'll be fun to have Dad there.
Great. And just remind us, remind us all again, when is this happening and where? And
so
how can people find you online?
Yes. Excellent. All wonderful questions. Mm-hmm. 26th July, Sydney Town Hall, doors open at 10. The exact timing of programs is on our website, which is www.disabilitypridesydney.com. And you can also find us on Facebook and Instagram.
Beautiful. And we will be, you'll be able to find Disability Pride Sydney via our Instagram, which is artsmonday.eastsidefm. We'll be posting about all our guests today. And we are so happy to be able to talk to you today, Hannah. Thank you so much for giving us your time.
No, thank you. Thanks very much.
And good luck with all the organizing you still have to do. I can't wait to see you on the 26th of July. It's going to be a wonderful day.
Yeah, I hope so. Yes, I hope so. If everything comes together.
It will.
Yeah. Okay, see you. Bye.
Bye.
You have been listening to Eastside Radio Podcast. For selections of more enjoyable content like this, visit our website, eastsidefm.org, and click on Podcast.